Welcome to Ask the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas. I'm Kristen, and I'm here today with my business partner, Alyssa.
Hello.
And we've got Annette Beitzel here.
Hello.
And we are talking about Annette's experience with taking hypnobirthing class back in 2016.
Yep.
So thanks for coming on. So first of all, what, as far as all of your options of out-of-hospital childbirth classes, what made you choose hypnobirthing?
Honestly, I heard about it on a podcast, and it just sounded cool. At first, like, just the name hypnobirthing sounds really kooky and like, oh, yes. Yeah, those people. But just, like, hearing the person's experience with it was like, oh, my goodness, this sounds like exactly what I want. I already had planned on natural birth at a birthing center was my goal.
Yeah.
And so it just felt like it fit really well with what my goals were. And I mean, breathing is better than medication, right? So
of course, yes.
So yeah, it was just kind of sounded like it fit well.
Perfect. And did you have any reservations about hypnobirthing when you think of hypnosis? I mean, that's when people call our office and ask questions about hypnobirthing, they get a little freaked out by the hypno aspect of it.
I think that because I heard about it on a podcast with a person who like really explained it right away and was already like, I mean, you're just relaxing yourself. Like, that's what you're doing. You're doing it to yourself. It's not...
Exactly.
You know, nobody's coming in with a, like, watch on a chain. Like
that's what people imagine, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so it was harder to explain to my husband, too. I was like, okay, just listen to this podcast. This will help you, like, understand what, you know, what I heard. Because it is. It's one of those weird things to think. I mean, it sounds that way, right?
But. Exactly. Yeah, and you mentioned your husband. So
yes.
One question, again, we get... a lot of questions about the class is they feel like because with hypnosis, it's an internal, even with self, you know, relaxation and visualizations.
Yep.
How is your husband involved in both the class as well as your birth using that technique?
So in the class, you do all of the same exercises. I mean, a lot of it is dealing with your fears and just understanding the process. And so men come in with those things too, right? Maybe not the same ones or like different ways, but they still have their own, you know, what they're expecting birth to be.
Sure.
And so I think he found it really helpful to really get an expert, you know, explaining what's really happening, that women's bodies are made for this. And then also, like he did, you know, they do all the hypnosis in quotation marks,
right?
Along with the women. So it's everyone's doing it together. I mean, it would feel really weird if the men were just sitting there watching or like, or
yes.
partners. But yeah, so it was all a group thing. So he understood what I was doing. There were some of them that he would sort of help me. Like, I don't remember the different like tapping or different things like that. And so he sometimes played a more active role. But also I think if I had gone by myself, he wouldn't have really understood what I was doing in birth.
Yes.
Because the way it all ended up, he didn't do really anything. And so I think he would have been like, oh my goodness, I've just been, you know, I've done nothing. Nothing's happened here. I'm useless.
Right.
But he knew what I was doing. He knew I was inside myself. He knew that I was relaxed. He knew all of those things. And so I think it really helped him just understand what was going on and not be like, oh, do I need to do anything? Like,
right.
Not bothering me.
Yeah.
I have not gone through the class.
Okay.
So even I'm trying to set myself outside of this as a person listening who doesn't know what hypnobirthing is, and I'm thinking it still sounds hokey. So when you say, like, the hypnosis in quotation marks, what kinds of things are you doing in the class?
So
why isn't it hokey?
Right. Because it works would be the main reason I'd say it's not hokey. So basically all she does is go through like a reading of something, and she uses a very like soothing, calm voice. So it's easy to sort of stop thinking that you're in this room, in this place. You just close your eyes and you think about what she's saying. So, I mean, there's like, I think the first one you do, right? She like has you raise your hand with like a balloon's raising you up or something. And so you just kind of realize like, oh, my brain, I can go outside of my brain, right? Like I can come back into my subconscious, or like I can sort of disconnect a little bit. And that's all me. Like I'm listening to her, right? But it's all me just choosing what I want to focus on, what I, how I want to, you know, move my thoughts or my energy or, yeah, so I don't know. It does sound a bit ridiculous. And even, I mean, the first class, she's totally like, she's talking about that, right? She's like, hey, I know this is weird. I know it feels weird. You're relaxing yourself. Like, don't think hypnosis, think relaxation. Like, that's what you're doing here. And I mean, is there anything better for birth, right? Like,
exactly. Opening up, relaxing. That's exactly key to it.
Yeah. So yeah, to me, like listening to a big explanation of what it really was from an expert was really helpful. Like just, okay, this is, you know, the steps you can take and this is how it can benefit you. But for me, like actually being in the class, it was like, yeah, okay, this is me. This is just me relaxing. This is me choosing what I'm thinking about, what I'm focusing on, you know, where, if I want to think about my fears, right? Like that's going to make me tense up or stress out. Like, or I can think about a flower opening up, and sure, that sounds silly, but that's sure a lot more relaxing than, am I going to go to a C-section or, you know, whatever. Like it's just,
yeah,
what do I want to choose to think about and how will that help me give birth the way that I want to?
And certainly it goes over the basic physiology of absolutely what your body is going through, understanding the stages of labor and what's normal, and a little bit about, for those birthing in the hospital, what the hospital experience is like, and covers breastfeeding. So anything an out-of-hospital class would cover,
yeah, sure,
in addition to changing the language of birth. That's one of the things as a doula that I love the most. Yeah. Is just changing some of the fear-based words. I mean, contraction already sounds like you're tensed up.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking at surge is a more opening, positive word.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And not looking at pain. You know, you go to the hospital and it's like, what's your pain threshold?
Yeah.
On a scale, like you could ask that like 10 times during labor.
Mm-hmm.
So just sort of changing that language and using affirmations, which I love, like positive, and just being relaxed and the fear releases you do in class.
Yeah.
Can you talk a bit about that experience of doing a fear release?
Yeah, that was really interesting. So I think that my husband actually experienced that one more deeply than I did, because I remember the whole thing, right? Like I remember going in the book and like pulling out pages and saying, I'm not going to be afraid of this. Like this is, you know, this is okay. I already know the facts, like, because we've gone over.
Exactly.
What do I expect? Can my body handle this? Like, very likely, yes. And so for him, he doesn't remember it at all. Like, he was so relaxed and so into it that he, which is, it's an interesting, sorry, this is, I'm changing it a little bit, but talking about the different affirmations and stuff, you listen to something that's like 30 minutes long every night.
Yes.
And to me, that was one of the main things that I really did that was super consistent. I listened to it every single night. And it's a rainbow relaxation. So it goes through all these colors of the rainbow. And I think by like the second color of the rainbow, I'd be asleep every night.
Nice.
And it was, she was like, that's totally fine. Don't, you know, you can sleep and it's relaxing and you're still hearing it and it's fine. And I remember a couple of times I would wake up at the end, which is means I wasn't actually asleep. I was just in that super entranced state where I was really relaxed, really in my subconscious and like feeling it. And it was just so weird of a feeling because you're like, oh my goodness, I was awake this whole time, right? Like I was hearing these things, but I didn't really feel that awake. So it's amazing what your brain can do and just how relaxed you can really get. But for sure, so with the fear, I don't think that I came in with the same fears that a lot of people do. I already had two sister-in-laws go through natural births at a birthing centers. So I kind of been like, okay, yeah, this is like totally doable. I'm not experiencing, you know, terrifying birth stories all the time or whatever. I came in with relatively positive expectations and stuff. And then going through the actual information part of it, it's amazing. I mean, she really explains to you, like, what is this? How does it work? Like, your body is made to do this. Now, I have to caveat my sister-in-law, another one.
Sure.
Her pelvis cannot. It doesn't work. So it doesn't work for everyone. But for the vast majority, our bodies can do this. Like, this is, and I mean, that was my experience too. Like, I didn't do anything for labor. Like, it was just there and he came out and there we were.
That's amazing.
So I don't think that the fear thing for me was like the biggest part of it. The biggest thing for me was the relaxation and just, and even through my whole pregnancy, I had a miserable pregnancy. I had SPD starting at 14 weeks, which is symphysis pubis dysfunction. I could not walk without excruciating pain.
Yes.
I couldn't put my pants on. I couldn't, like, anything. It was just horrible. And I was pretty down about it. Like, I just, it was really frustrating because, I mean, I was going to be the, like, active pregnant woman that was going out walking all the time and, like, keeping, you know, active. And I just couldn't. And talking to Ashley about that, she just helped me reframe everything. And it, like, the last couple of months of my pregnancy were just completely different. I was so much more positive. I was so much more relaxed and comfortable. And even though there was still pain, I wasn't just grumpy all the time.
Yeah.
And I had been up to that point. Like, I would say my husband probably was really glad we did the hypnobirthing. Just for my pregnancy. Like, I was just so much just more at peace. And it was just so, so helpful with that aspect of it. So even before we got to the birth, I was already like, oh my goodness, hypnobirthing is amazing, because look at my outlook on this pregnancy. Like,
right,
it's okay.
Yeah. So you had this, the ideal birth where you said, like, you didn't have to do anything. It just happened. So how do you explain, or how would you, what kind of tips or what kind of advice would you give for parents who that doesn't happen, or they know they're getting a C-section? Would hypnobirthing still benefit them, and how?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, I would not say I had the ideal birth. He came out without my working for it.
Okay.
But I actually had some really intense bleeding the night before. I was planning on a birth center, ended up in a hospital because my midwife was just like, hey, we're not going to touch this. This mm-hmm. is scary.
Right.
Could be, you know, placental abruption. We didn't know. So I checked into a hospital at 6:30 in the morning. We thought I was probably at like a 6 or a 7. I wasn't really having intense surges. Like, I wasn't feeling that much pain. It was there, but it was felt like basically the Braxton Hicks at that point, still maybe a little stronger.
Okay.
We knew I was in labor. Like, they had found that out before. I'd actually been in the hospital earlier in the night and went home. But anyway, so at midnight, my water had broken, and 6:30, I'm in the hospital. We're like, yeah, this isn't really, nothing's really happening yet. But it was still a little scary, right? Like, I was in the hospital. I didn't really want to be in the hospital. But they went with my birthing plan, which was like an emergency birthing plan.
Right.
Which, unfortunately, I had to use. So I'm sitting in this hospital. She turned down the lights for me. She's doing intake paperwork because I'm not supposed to be there.
Right.
And I'm answering questions between the surges. And all of a sudden, I felt him move into the birth path. And I was like, oh, I feel him moving down right now. And she's like, oh, good, good. I'm like, no, he's coming. And they were like, okay. And I, like, rolled over away from her. Like, I'm not going to answer any more questions right now.
Right.
And they checked me, and I was at a 10. And this is, like, 6 hours after, 7 hours maybe after my water had broken. So it was so, so fast. He was born 20 minutes later. I mean, it was – and I didn't – yeah. They actually – it was – too fast, precipitous labor. Like, he didn't get properly squeezed out, and all, like, he was vomiting up stuff the next night, and which was scary in its own right.
Right.
But yeah, so I was there. I mean, they were like, oh, don't push. I'm like, honestly, not. Like, anything that happened was involuntary. And then the doctor got there. He came out 10 minutes after the doctor was there, and he was there telling me, like, don't, you might want to hold your breath. And I was like, no, I don't. And, and I, like, I remember that conversation. I remember when he was crowning, like, they told me, oh, he's crowning. And I was like, wait, I thought this was supposed to be a ring of fire. Like, I don't, where's the fire? And that, like, that was my thought while he's crowning.
Yeah.
And honestly, the whole thing, like, I was just relaxed. That's all I can say. We did not have time for listening to any of the meditations. We didn't do anything during the actual birth, because even during the night, I was sleeping most of the time till like 5 a.m. So we didn't, I feel like I barely did a hypnobirth other than the fact that I was relaxed and I was breathing. And, like, that's all I even really took from all of the classes and all of the work, which is part of the reason I wanted to do this, because it was like, hey, I didn't even really do it, but it still worked, right? Like,
right.
I didn't spend 12 hours listening to relaxation things and and breathing him down. Like, I did breathe him down, but very quickly. I had, like, second-degree tear, and there was all sorts of other things. But my placenta was getting old, they said like it was starting, and that was part of the reason for the bleeding. Okay. And so there was reason for concern, which I would also say the whole time it was like, oh, well, I don't want to go to a hospital, but all right, here we are. And I think just the knowledge of everything, and I never freaked out. I wasn't worried. It was just like, okay, well, this is what's happening now. And just very, I think I was very go with the flow. And my husband and everyone was kind of freaking out. And like, I was texting my family because they're in another state and like, hey, so we're going to the hospital because there's lots of bleeding and they think it might be this and whatever. And they were all freaking out. And then like 20 minutes later, we're sending a picture of a baby. So right. Like, okay, well, I guess it was okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was an ideal birth and also completely not what I was expecting right. or planning. Like I was going to be in a birthing tub all day long, right? Like that was right. my plan. but even without going along with plan, it still was just completely changed how I was approaching everything, how I felt about it, where what I was even thinking about, right? Like I was thinking about my breath and feeling him in my body. Like I wasn't, like everything else was so peripheral and so just like, oh, there's doctors out here. And I even remember like looking up like, oh my goodness, look at all these faces I have never seen before. Like I think there was like 5-6 people at the end of the bed. And I was like, all right, well, here we go then.
Yeah.
And all of it was just so, like, I just got the inevitability of a birth, right? Like it was going to happen. It didn't matter what I was doing. It didn't matter what they did. Like, here we are in this place that I wasn't planning. And I'm here comes my baby, like,
right.
Just exiting my body. And I think after that birth, I really did believe and understand the women giving birth in a coma. Cause it was like, honestly, I feel like my body did some pushing in quotes, right? Like it didn't feel like anything, like it didn't feel like what people explain is a birth. It was just like, yeah, my body helped him exit. And that was,
yeah, you were breathing your baby down as yeah. we talk about the birth yeah. breath and hypnobirthing mm-hmm. and but of course, we see the movies where everything's dramatic, the woman's screaming, and TV shows, and yep. so that's not what the reality of birth is, even yeah. with a precipitous birth, which right. can be a little bit stressful and overwhelming yeah. if you haven't prepared the way you did.
Yeah.
And having that relaxation, mm-hmm. and even with your change of plans and hypnobirthing, of course, it's instead of a birth plan, you talk about birth preferences.
Yes,
so what yeah. you would like in an ideal situation, mm-hmm. knowing that you may need to be flexible, which you yes. obviously were, and yeah. handled it very well.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I forget some of the terminology.
Yes,
it's been a couple of years, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was amazing to just like, okay, we were working with my midwife, so we didn't need to tell her what all we were going to do. We were on the same page already, but
sure.
it was... Like, I was really glad we actually did walk through all of that and come up with a list of what we really wanted from a birth. And, I mean, he was on my chest for 2 hours before they even touched him to do anything. And
yeah, that's so incredible.
They still followed all of the things that I wanted. And I think that was really, I mean, it was a really helpful part of the class to, you know, I was going into it like, I mean, that's not going to happen to me. Like,
right.
I'm not going to be in the hospital. But I was. And I'm really glad that, you know, somebody walked me through like, hey, just say what you want if you're in the hospital. Like,
yes.
Just lay it all down. And
yeah, exactly.
Having the knowledge and being educated ahead of time, I think, is a big part of releasing fear.
Yes.
Because you know what to expect if.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of walking into this unknown.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you would have been panicking because you see, I'm in a hospital, there's 6 people that I don't know at the end of the bed,
right.
what's happening to me? Right. You're kind of like, oh yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah.
Here.
Right. Yeah. It was very much that way. Just... Mm-hmm. I mean, I know what my body's going to do, so you all can hang out if you want. Like,
and we have students that have planned cesareans that want to mm-hmm. eliminate some of that fear, or
sure.
students who then have medical issues and then need a cesarean.
Sure.
And that can certainly be helpful. Exactly. I mean, the situation you described is just knowing how to plan, how to relax, mm-hmm. to use your breath, regardless
yeah.
of how you birth.
Yeah, for sure. That would have been such a huge, I mean, I can't imagine if they had said, hey, you're in a cesarean. Like, I know it was all like, well, gonna keep breathing. Like,
right.
That's what I need to think about. Like, I'm just gonna keep breathing. And
yeah.
This baby's coming. Like, I'm going to be holding this baby soon. And yeah, I mean, just, and if somebody, especially with a planned cesarean, I mean, you could go through so much. I know those women have so much fear around that. Like, it's
yes.
a surgery. That's a huge thing.
Right.
And, yeah, that class would be so helpful to process all of those fears and to know your body will be okay, you will be okay, your baby will be okay, like, you're exactly. going to come through this. And yeah, and just, I mean, I can't imagine the difference in being in that situation, but with the confidence and the relaxation and all of that, rather than being scared and stressed out. Right. I imagine that would be much more helpful.
So, Annette, at what point in your pregnancy did you take hypnobirthing? It sounds like you had some time to practice. You were saying you were listening to the relaxation
yes.
tracks at night.
Yeah, so we, I think that we were taking it in November, and then he was born in March.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what the exact weeks are anymore, but
yeah.
But yeah, we had a couple of months afterwards, which, like I said, was super helpful because, honestly, I would have taken it at the very beginning. After knowing that how much it helped just my entire pregnancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hypnobirthing is different than a lot of childbirth classes in that it helps to take it earlier in pregnancy.
Yeah.
So you have time to practice. Of course, we have mm-hmm. students who take it right up until their due date and sometimes even go early and miss a few classes.
Yes, we had that happen.
Yeah. So we're willing
lost
to
a student.
Right. It happens. But it's certainly, like you said, to have a few months or even taking it very early in pregnancy,
yeah.
where other classes, it's like you want it fresh in your mind.
Right.
Especially if it's focused more on movement and positions
mm-hmm.
Rather than the whole mind-body-spirit
yeah.
connection.
Mm-hmm.
That is one thing that I think is different about hypnobirthing is it's not just the physical movement and breath. It's a focus on your inner being and peace
yeah.
and serenity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it sounds like it's not just for birth. And I would venture to say that it's probably helped you even think about it now in day-to-day. Like, it almost helps you when a situation arises just in life.
Oh, for sure,
like
yeah.
breathing and releasing fear in whatever way
yeah.
Mm-hmm. you've come to do that.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, I do meditating now, and it's, like,
perfect.
I didn't think that was a cool thing before, but now I'm like, sure, yeah, that sounds great. Like, I want to get back into that space with my mind, like, where mm-hmm. I'm in control of things and thinking about what I want to be thinking about and all of that. So yeah, even, I mean, I'm not usually thinking like going through the ones that she did, but it's like opened me up to that whole world of what can my subconscious do. And actually, in a completely unrelated thing, I'm now doing EMDR therapy.
Nice.
Which is also very similar in the same, like using the relaxation and the controlling what you're thinking about and all of that. And I think I would have thought that was ridiculous if
sure.
I hadn't gone through hypnobirthing. So yeah, it's amazing all the different ways in your life that it can continue touching you. And
our brains are powerful.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do a lot of good and bad for us yeah. on a day-to-day basis.
Definitely. Yeah.
So it sounds like your class had a mix of birth center, home birthers, and hospital birthers.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think anyone had a planned C-section, but there was a mix of all three of those. Yes.
And then as far as, we do, another question that we get pretty commonly is for people who are very religious, faith-based, would this class be something that they need to steer away from? It's a common, because of the hypnosis maybe,
right.
but having experienced it yourself, can you address that for us?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up super religious.
Yeah.
I'm not as much anymore, but for sure, I remember that being like, oh yeah, hypnosis, like that's, something that you would want to stay away from.
Yeah.
And this class isn't that at all. There's nothing, I mean, it's 100% you controlling what you're thinking about what you're deciding to, and it's just all you. I mean, that's all I can say, right? Like, you're
right.
listening to someone talking, but you're choosing everything that you're doing, and all of the images that you're seeing and everything it's what you want to do. So nobody is controlling your mind. Like, nobody's coming in and saying, drop this pen and then suddenly you're dropping pens or,
right.
Whatever. Like, it's all you relaxing, choosing what you're listening to, choosing, what you're going to respond
to. It really sounds
to.
No different for a religious person than prayer to me, right?
Yeah,
like, they
sure.
could almost, it could feel like prayer to them. And,
yeah.
They could call it whatever they want to
sure,
call it.
Sure.
Meditation, prayer,
mm-hmm.
Hypnosis,
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's relaxation, right? Like, that's...
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing that I came away with, especially. It's relaxing yourself. So if you want to go and learn how to relax yourself, then this is for you.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience. Do you have any last words or tips for our listeners?
If you're thinking about hypnobirthing, do it. It's amazing. Like, truly, 100%. I tell every single pregnant person I meet, like, have you heard about this thing called hypnobirthing? And then I tell them my story, right? Like, it's a weird one. I didn't use it the way you're supposed to, but it still made a huge difference. Even now, I'm like, I don't know. Did I, like, earn the woman badge of, like, giving birth? Like, I feel like I kind of didn't, but...
You totally
Here's
did.
Here's my kid. So apparently I did.
There's the proof.
But yeah, it's amazing. It really is. And I think it's perfect for any birth situation. For anyone who's going to give birth, do hypnobirthing. Like, it really is amazing.
Thank you again, Annette. And you can find our podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes. Our blog transcribes all of our podcasts, so find us at goldcoastdoulas.com. These moments are golden.